From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Cleanup is continuing after a deadly tornado devastated parts of Fultondale Monday night. The city has been here before. Residents are once again coming together to pick up the pieces. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
Gina Moran is a school bus driver and business owner.
Chicken.
She was set to hold the grand opening for her restaurant, Tamale Queen, today, but instead, it's more like a food giveaway for residents impacted by Monday night's tornado.
I love my community. I'm very heavily involved with Church of the Highlands, and they're involved. They're out here with us giving out food, and we believe that, you know, in times like these, people need help, they need love, and they need whatever we can give them.
Moran is no stranger to tornadoes. She recalls even more devastation after a tornado tore through Fultondale 10 years ago. Down the highway from her food truck is the home of John Vereen. Crews in the neighborhood are cutting trees and picking up debris. Vereen watches as workers brace his roof to make sure it doesn't cave in. He counts 5 trees down on his property.
One hit my house, the one hit my pool area. One block in my driveway area. My porch is gone, wiped out by a tree.
This is Vereen's first tornado. He moved to Fultondale in 2019. Vereen says seeing all the damage to his home left him feeling vulnerable. He says he's just trying to recuperate.
Any kind of help we can get to get this thing back to where we used to be, you know, and heal, that's the goal right now.
Vereen says it'll be a long road, but he's optimistic he and his neighbors will bounce back. Janae Pierre, WBHM.